Baby, how dare you? No, you can't just walk up on me and touch my forehead. What are you doing? Are you checking my temperature? Yeah, I'm really hot, aren't I? In both ways.
Physically and literally.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You did this to me. Yes, you did. Because last week when you were sick. Don't say that this is my fault. How is it my fault? Because I kept kissing you. Well, what do you expect me to do? How do you think you got better? Ugh. I just feel so... ugh. Yeah, like I have a huge headache. I can barely see. And it's not because I'm not wearing my glasses. It's just... I feel dizzy and I'm having cramps too. It's like double... ugh. Yeah. I am really warm, though. Mm-hmm. I was having cold sweats the first night, and then I felt my throat getting all ticklish, and now it's just full-blown cold. Yeah, I'm not too sure how I got it, because I've been warm every single day. Like, I'm inside all the time. I don't get how this happened, but... you know what? Besides you, I did have a coworker who coughed in the same room as me. Yeah, and I think it might have been him. For sure. I don't know. Can you just get in bed really quick, please? Yes, I need a better pillow. This isn't gonna work. Oh. Head on your chest. Mm-hmm. What? Don't call me cute. No. You want to bring me some stuff? Like what? Some medicine and some soup. Oh, I can't even keep anything down. I could really deal with some soup, though. Soup actually sounds really good. I was gonna drive and go get some, but I just don't feel like going anywhere. Literally yesterday, when I was going to work, I was backing out in the morning, I hit the gate. No, the gate's fine. And I I was just backing up. I couldn't see. It was raining and it's pitch black outside. And I just hear a boop. And I looked at the time and I was going to be late. And I just didn't want to deal with that. So I just kept driving. And when I was on the highway getting off of the exit, I heard something like, I don't know, my light falling off, like my taillight. And I was just like, please don't let that be my taillight. And then when I got to work, I still didn't look at it. I just ran through the door because I was right on time. And then after like 5 minutes of thinking about it, I went outside and I looked and I had to use the flash. So the only thing that I could see is that my taillight was kind of broken. And then later on in the day when I was telling my friend that that happened and I looked at the picture, it looked like there was a dent in the car. So I was like, oh my gosh, there's just no way. Because how many times is this car going to get like dinged up? This is the only car I've ever done this to. I've never gotten into an accident, no nothing. And it's like everything wrong with this car is just stupid little mistakes. And it's brand new. Brand new. I haven't even put any more than 5,000 miles on it. Like, it's actually ridiculous. Yeah. So there was a dent. And the only thing that I thought to do is like get a plunger, but the plunger wasn't working because of the kind that we have. So I just poured super hot water on it and it came out by itself. There's still a little flat spot, but I mean, that's not noticeable. So my only concern is my taillight right now. I know. I should just focus on getting better, but you know me. Yeah. Always stressing out over something. Okay. Tissues, thank you. Better, kinda. Oh no, it's not COVID. Absolutely not. I can still sniff, I can taste. It's definitely not that. It's literally just a cold, babe. Yeah. I'm having like a bit of pressure on my chest, but I already took a rapid and it said negative, so we don't have to worry about that. Plus, you didn't even have it, so we're fine. Yeah. I don't really think this is gonna like. It's definitely an inconvenience. Because I always have so much to do. Like, now that I'm working again, it's really hard to keep up with everything that I'm doing. Yeah, like, with my audios and stuff like that, it's really hard. Because I spend every second of my life working on them. Yeah. Like, my first week back at work, I was just editing. Yeah, I'll try to edit and then I'll try to write some scripts. And I don't know, I feel like when I script stuff, I feel less, I don't know, motivated about it. Yeah, I feel like the best stuff that I come up with is more like, what's the word? It's improvised. Yeah. Like when I'm just going with the flow, it always comes out better. And then when I script something, it's just so, I don't know, just feels scripted. Takes away the experience. Yeah, and it's like if I can't record, then it makes it really hard for me to keep up. I mean, I have recorded a ton of stuff, but not the special things like Thanksgiving stuff and, oh gosh, all the Christmas stuff that I have to make. My biggest concern is like my spicy stuff. Because I'll have a complete audio finished and then it's like, oh, I just have to do the spicy part. And then like, I won't have time to make the spicy part. So it's really tough. Yeah, I mean, like, I have tons of audios that only need spices. And obviously, I can't make a spicy sounding like this. What am I supposed to do? Yeah, it's just, it's hard to keep up now. But I'm doing my best and I'm determined. I'm not gonna let this hold me back. We're just going to have to make content with you sounding like I'm super sick.
Yeah.
You know what? I might even do like cigarette mom role play type stuff.
Yeah.
Just be like, go to your room, clean up the kitchen or whatever they say. Oh, you're hungry? Go make a, go order a pizza or something. I don't know. That's probably a horrible impression too. Yeah, I feel like it sounded better in my head.
Don't make me laugh. I have to cough.
Oh my gosh. And then I have work tomorrow. No, I haven't been in bed all day. I woke up around like 5 something after you left. And then I started working on a script. And then after that, I started doing laundry. I cleaned our room. I cleaned the kitchen, the living room, mopped, swept, ordered groceries. And those should be here in about like 20 minutes. And that's just about it. Yeah. I was gonna record, but then here you are, coming right in time for me to say, I need to take a nap. Yeah. I think that's what I need. Long cuddles with you holding me. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I do need? Yeah, could you like blow out the driveway?
The leaves are everywhere.
Yeah, it's getting really bad. I was gonna do it, but I feel like it's just gonna make me worse. So I'll let you do the honors. Yeah. I guess after we take a nap, I can just edit. We can watch something. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna help me fold the laundry? Anything for me right now? That's the good answer. Yeah. We should definitely start taking vitamins. Yeah, with this weather change, we're gonna end up being sick all the time. Yeah. What? Don't call me cute. My voice is not cute right now. It sounds horrible. I sound a little bit better every time I blow my nose, but like, for the most part, I'm literally just losing my voice. Yeah. Hmm? What are these? Oh. Take two. Okay. Thanks for the drink. All right. How long until I feel better? Okay. Let's take a nap. Mm-hmm. I already feel myself getting drowsy. Just rub my back a little bit. Mm-hmm. Please. Thank you. Can I get a forehead kiss?
That probably sounded so unattractive. Can I get a kiss, please?
Okay. Thank you. Not leaving your chest ever. Mm-mm. It's the most comfortable place ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm, you smell so good. You always smell good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm awake, I hear you. I'm just resting my eyes. Mm-hmm.